If you're in need of a good laugh, chances are good that a visit to Cincinnati Shakespeare Company in the next few weeks will be a good decision on your part. Michael Frayn's backstage comedy Noises Off is often described as the funniest play ever written. It's being staged by a director who knows how to wring the most out of a farce, Ed Stern, the former producing artistic director at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. It's good to be talking with you again, Ed.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I want to start off by having you talk a little bit about what farce is, because I think some people may have, I don't know, sort of overly simplified notions of it.
Brits view farce as the highest form of acting, because a line is written to get a laugh, and it is funny, and you don't get a laugh, you didn't succeed. Here in America, I think more people think of farce like the Three Stooges, like slapstick, being silly. And the thing about farce, good farce, British farce, is the precision of it. It starts and it all makes sense. It seems reasonable. And then it just goes off the tracks. But by starting from a genuine place and building from that, it becomes a catastrophe, as opposed to just starting to try to be silly and throw pies and things like that.
And that's not to say that there isn't a bit of, well, there's no pie throwing, but maybe some sardine throwing in this particular production. There is, slapstick is certainly an element of this, but the cleverness of it is something that really sets this particular show apart.
It's certainly, for me, arguably could be the funniest play ever written, but it's also just the most brilliant. Michael Frayn is extraordinary. Years ago, I did an ensemble. I did a production in Copenhagen, Michael Frayn's play. And actually, Joni Joplin and Dale Hodges were in this production, two of the three actors at ensemble. And Copenhagen is about looking at one event three different ways. And that's not a funny play.
No.
And Noise Off, which is a funny play, is looking at one event three different ways. He has a mathematical precision that is unerring.
He's quite a brilliant writer. For those who are listening, maybe we need to say a little bit about what is that thing that we see three times in this show?
Well, it's a company of actors, and they are in the first act rehearsing Nothing On, this not very good play, and the trials and tribulations of getting it right.
And it is supposedly sort of a farce itself.
Yeah, it's supposedly a farce.
Right. It's a rather sad farce.
It's a kind of Emmett Kelly clown,
yes,
sadness.
Right.
And there are tensions and rivalries with the actors. And the second act, the show is now opened. And it's about 4 or 5 weeks into the run, where it's a touring show, not a very fancy production, but the touring, and we go backstage. We see the show from backstage. Now, what's interesting is further from the audience, the Cincinnati Shakes will be the play Nothing On that they're performing. And what we see backstage is a kind of almost a mime show, because they can't talk. They don't want to interrupt what's going on stage. And so how the two gel, someone exiting from Nothing On comes immediately into the action in Noises Off. And so for the actors, the challenge is that absolute specificity where you're exactly right. You're not 5-10 seconds away. You have to be on the money.
You said it's not a very complicated physical production, but that the Nothing Off is not a very complicated production. But it does have a set with a lot of doors in it.
A lot of doors.
And that's part of an element of farce, let's say.
Absolutely.
The choreography of slamming doors is something that
a large amount of time spent on slamming doors. And in the third act, though we're combining acts two and three, we go back to the front to see Nothing On towards the end of the run, and it is a disaster. Everything that could go wrong goes wrong. And so we sort of see this progression or regression, however you want to view it. And to have a company of actors who are up to the challenge, and I think these actors actually are, which is a pleasure.
This is at Cincinnati Shakespeare, and many of the actors, any of our listeners out there are regular attendees at Cincinnati Shakespeare, are part of the company. But there are a few extras also. As you mentioned, Joneil Joplin and Dale Hodges are part of the production. Brian Phillips, who's now the artistic director there, is also playing a role in this. And Brooke Steele, who's been in a number of amusing shows at Ensemble Theater and elsewhere, is playing a particularly amusing character. They're all amusing characters, frankly. But she's got one who can't hold on to her contact lenses, and yes. She's a lot of fun to watch, too. So actually what we're seeing then is sort of a farce within a farce. Nothing Off is attempting to be funny. Noises Off is really a very funny piece. But I wonder if you might want to say a little bit, and it is also, Frayn is a British playwright. The play is set in England. They're touring a couple of nowhere places in England. But how much do you need to really know about British places, about humor, about backstage kinds of things? Or is the humor more translates
the
well?
The easy answer is nothing. It's not one of those kind of cloistered plays where if you're not part of the in crowd, if you have not been a theater aficionado for the last 30 years, you're not going to appreciate this play. Anyone can appreciate it. And the types of actors, you may not know actors, but you recognize these types. Yeah. And so I think it's a very welcoming play.
When you set out to stage a show like this, what is your biggest concern? What is it that you're really going to have to make sure works properly when you're doing Noises Off?
Well, the first thing I did was pray a lot, you have to make sure that everyone recognizes it's their responsibility to stay on top of it. They can't slough off. No one could take it easy because everyone else is responsible for what you do. And so it becomes a cohesive company, and you want to foster that company spirit. You want everyone to be working the hardest, and they did. They really did. It's well worth it.
There's a play on Broadway right now called The Play That Goes Wrong, which some people may be familiar with, and in fact, it's coming here as part of the Broadway series next season. It is also a British farce, but somewhat different from this. Noises Off is really a classic play. The Play That Goes Wrong is a very recent work. You want to draw any comparison between
The Play That Goes Wrong, which is very funny,
yes,
is almost entirely physical humor. There is, because it's also about a company putting on a show, there is a lightness. For all of physical comedy, there's an innocence and sweetness about it. But it is very physical, and it works. Noises Off is physical, but it has a brilliance about it. Mm-hmm. Not daunting, not something that's going to make an audience member want to not think about coming. But it's so brilliantly constructed. Frayn really is a genius. The first day I said to the actors, listen, there's only one genius in this room. It ain't you and it ain't me. It's Michael Frayn. And so we're going to trust what he wrote.
Well, I think that many of you listening can trust what Michael Frayn wrote to have a good time. So get ready for slamming doors and trays of sardines and comic gold from start to finish. Really, that's what you'll find in Noises Off. It's currently on stage at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company through June 9th. For more about the show, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Ed Stern, who is the show's guest director. It's great to see you and have your work back on a Cincinnati stage.
Thank you very much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender. Thank you.